Radar checks clear for the entire state of Iowa. Sunshine outside, very light winds, crystal clear blue skies. We've got 45 degrees now at Broadcast Park. 7:42 on the WMT Morning Show. Senator Charles Grassley, Iowa's senior U.S. Senator, joins me on the telephone from his office in Washington, D.C. Senator Grassley, good morning. Welcome back to the program. How are you today?
Always glad to be with you, Doug. Anytime you want me, I'll try to be there.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it. A couple of questions for you. One is from a WMT listener called in when they made the mention that you're going to be on the show. Loretta Lynch was approved as the 83rd Attorney General of the United States this last week. And Senator Grassley, he noted that 20 Republicans voted in favor of the cloture vote to allow this to go to the floor of the Senate. And he wanted to know how you voted on the cloture vote.
I voted no, and I also voted no on final passage. I mean, on final approval the nomination. And I voted no in committee. And the reason I did it got nothing to do with her qualifications. Now, that may sound silly when if you think somebody's qualified. She was a good U.S. attorney in New York. But here's what I was looking for, and I never got any answers to any questions that things would be different from the way Holder was running the department. And that was that Holder was, in his words, the wingman for the president. Well, you can't be a lawyer for the president. That's what the White House counsel is supposed to do. The attorney general is supposed to work for all the people of the United States, not just for the president. And I don't see that she's going to change things along that line.
Another issue that's coming up this week is trade authority between the House and the Senate. Where does that stand? Because Iowa is one of the major exporting states in the Union.
I voted for it out of committee last Thursday night about 10 p.m., and it'll be up on the floor, I think, right after the Iran bill that's up this week. But trade promotion authority may not be up until then the following week.
Pretty late at night on that one down in the
floor. Well, we would have had it done by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, except there's a rule in the United States Senate that says no committee can meet during after 2 hours the Senate starts its session. And it's very seldom invoked, but it was invoked by one of the senators that's very much against trade promotion authority. He didn't really accomplish his goal because we still got it out of committee. But it took a lot of tough work, you know, working at 10 o'clock at night to get it done.
Gotcha. Senator Charles Grassley joining us on the WMT Morning Show. And one of the big stories in Iowa, of course, is the avian flu. Wanted to know if you could give us maybe the latest from the USDA or even the Agriculture Committee staff on how that's being handled.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain quarantine area. And where the disease is in a flock, the flock must be entirely killed, and then the houses stay empty for a certain period of time as they are disinfected. But there is some help for the people that lost their birds from the taxpayers through the farm program. I don't know exactly whether it covers the full cost or part of the cost or what, but there is some help that comes from the government to help them. And so it's probably going to raise the price of eggs or turkey as you have less animals around. But I think it will still continue to be a strong state for turkeys and for eggs.
Senator Charles Grassley, and you're going to be in town, back in the state of Iowa, when next?
I'll be there Friday in Des Moines to meet with some tax council people on tax reform. And that's in Des Moines. And then I'll probably be in the Cedar Falls area the rest of that weekend. But I've got to come back to, normally I fly back to Washington late Sunday afternoon. But that particular morning I got to fly back very early Sunday morning.
Gotcha. Senator Grassley, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on the WMT Morning Show. Safe travels, and we will talk to you again soon, all right, sir?
Yeah, thank you. I'll be with you anytime you want me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Senator.